with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
This podcast is usually the best of Cooper and Una. For today, though, I am taking the reins instead of Cooper alongside Una, and we are talking about the best bits of our show today. It was a lot of fun.
We spoke a little bit about smartphones and the opposite of smartphones, the dumb phones.
Yes.
They're becoming really, really popular now with the young folk, yeah. With the people like ourselves, Mickey, the Gen Zs of the world.
The young ones.
The young ones, yeah, they're stripping it back. It's giving hippie vibes.
A lot of people give out about young people about being addicted to their social media, their dating apps, all that kind of jazz. But some of them are being a little more savvy.
I know a lot of people say that the generation of teenagers right now are a little bit thick. They're a little bit addicted to their phones and stuff like that. But there are some clever people out there, Una, who are ditching their smartphones for these minimalistic dumb phones.
Okay, so these minimalistic dumb phones are phones that don't have the internet. Is that it? Like the old ones.
Yeah, like the flip phones from years ago. They don't have the internet, they don't have social media, they don't even have the likes of a calculator, calendar, all that. Basically, all they're used for is for texting and phone calls.
Oh God, I couldn't go back to that.
I absolutely could. I would love to, in fact. Imagine all of your anxiety just completely reduced. Nobody, you're not scrolling all the time. You're not on TikTok. You're not on Instagram. You're not on Snapchat. You're not on Tinder. You have to go to the pub to meet someone.
Ah, here. You wouldn't love a dumb phone, Mickey.
I'd love a dumb phone.
What about all your TikTok videos?
You
love a good TikTok video. Go way out of that. You couldn't live without it. And what about the results of the match? If you were somewhere and you needed to find out if Liverpool had won, then, you know... And you know, you have so much information at hand in case of an emergency. And you were basically on a witness protection program now because no WhatsApp, no Insta, no Trace. That's you.
Yeah, but you just hang around people that do have these sort of things. If you really do need to find something out, one of your pals has a smartphone. I don't need one. I hate how I have this little computer in my pocket all the time. Because sometimes I just take it out of my pocket. I open up my phone just to see what's happening in the world, just to feel something.
Just to feel something. Are you going to pitch a tent in the woods now and live off the grid? Is that what's going to happen?
Go to the woods of Glenbower, set up a tent. Happy days.
And also, when you have an ailment and you need to go on Dr. Google as well. I'm kind of addicted to that. There's something wrong with me.
That's not good if you're
doing that. I know, it's not good. It's not good.
So these teenagers that are getting these dumb phones, they're pretty smart people. I'm liking their style.
Do you know what? I actually think I agree with you. I could do the break from the phone, the tracking device.
Wow. Uno O'Carroll agrees with me the very first
What's
time of my life.
What's going
on? Are you okay?
Ditch them. Let's get the dumb phones. I want them in my life.
You look like you've got a bit of a temperature. There's something wrong with you today if you're agreeing with me.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Una, today on the show, Scally also brought us a survey, says a little, a poll, I think, or a percentage.
A statistic.
A statistic is the word I was
looking for. Yeah, yeah. So it was like 31% of students in Ireland are most excited at this prospect in college.
Yeah, and we were absolutely rubbish at it.
You're rubbish.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Well, this is brand spanking new to me, Scally.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be anymore, yeah. It's changed. It's today, the survey says, according to a recent study, 32% of people say this is the biggest excitement of going to college in Ireland. What is that?
Biggest excitement about going to college? Hey, Una, stop looking at me.
No, you
dirty dog. You dirty dog.
That's Una's favourite guest.
No.
Was that a mistake pressing the button?
No, it wasn't.
It's a good guess, like.
Wait, what are you even saying?
No. I'm changing it now.
Sideways hokey.
Yeah. Is it house parties?
House parties. That is a very good guess. The first time house parties, a lot of people. going to college. No, it's not house parties.
Oh my God,
no.
Have to be house parties. I went to UL and the house parties in UL were
that
just...
That could be a bigger percentage. This is only
32%. Ah, yes, this is only 32%.
Every second night there was a house party. They were were chaotic and they were filthy.
Oh yeah, they were brilliant.
Those were the days,
the filthiest ones were the best ones.
Definitely.
Do you remember in the kitchen and the tiles would just be all muck and sloppy and slimy and drinks spilt everywhere? Brutal.
They were like that when you moved in, but yeah.
Did you ever steal bog roll from a house party?
Why would you ever steal bog roll from a party?
Because you had none in your own house.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You are the tightest.
I wasn't tight. I just hadn't any money because I spent it all.
God.
On other things, not bog roll. Yeah.
Can I bring it a little bit more wholesome? Is it making new friends, Scally?
That's a good guess. That's a really good guess.
It is a good guess. No, it's not the answer though. But I'd say that's a good percentage as well. Because you would be doing that.
Is it finding your passion?
Oh, you think you rediscover yourself at college? Yeah, that's what people do. It's not the answer, no.
Is it having the opportunity to go abroad with your course? Going on Erasmus-like?
Oh, yeah. Further down the line once you're in and settled. No.
Best days of my life, Erasmus. I was in Prague.
Prague, weren't you? Yeah.
Praha.
Praha, baby.
Praha, baby. Mm-hmm. You're stuck, are you? I'm stuck as well.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's 7110207. Can we hear it again? There's
yes.
Kelly.
Survey says, according to a recent study, 32% of people say this is the biggest excitement of going to college in Ireland. What is it?
Scally.
Survey says 32% of people say this is the biggest excitement about going to college in Ireland. What is it?
0871102107. Larry.
Just on the survey says, is it do as little as they can for as long as they can and try and get exam results at the end of it?
Oh, that's very well put,
Larry. That sums up college life. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, no.
Yep.
Laura says, is it getting takeaway every night?
Oh, that's
how would you afford it?
How would you afford it, right, Laura?
Like, that's student the dream, money. But yeah. Not happening.
It's not really the dream, though. Like, a takeaway is nice maybe once a week, but then you get sick of it.
You get bored of anything all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the answer, no.
Shauna in Leitrim says, is it get the lip?
Oh, I've actually had a personal message in for the answer of the same answer. That's been guessed quite a few times. It's not get the lip, no.
Jerry guessed that as well. We're going to Sligo here.
Ricky in Sligo.
Hi, Ricky.
Would the answer to Scally's alley today be meeting new people? Because I know 100% of them would be looking forward to learning all that new stuff. But I think a lot more than 32% would be looking forward to getting out of the house and just, you know, living with their mates and going crazy. Dirtying tiles and kitchens and stuff.
Yeah. That's close enough to the answer, to be fair.
Okay.
The answer is 32% of people say having no parents around watching their every move is what they're excited for.
Okay.
Because they're just on top of you all the time, you know, you want the freedom. Yeah, exactly.
That is very fair.
Yeah.
That's services for today. Thank you very much, Scally. What a guy.
Are you on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
We played a brand new game on the show today. It's not brand new to you and Cooper, of course. You've been doing it for the last number of weeks or months, but it was my first time playing Rhyme It, Una.
It's the crack. It's so good. So we give you a word. Let's say the word is, I don't know, cat, right? So every question that we ask you, the answer has to rhyme with the word cat. Like, what do you wear in your head?
Hat.
Hey, so you're brilliant at it, Mickey.
Okay. It was a lot of fun today. I eventually got the hang of it.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing with us this morning is a man named Jack. Jack, how are you?
Hey, Jack.
Hello, Jack. Jack. Jack, are
Come
you there?
Come back, Jack.
Hello, Jack. Jack, are you there? Jack, are you there? Hello, Jack.
We've lost. We've lost Jack.
We haven't got Jack. Scally, will you ring Jack back, please?
Get Jack back.
Get Jack back.
Get Jack back. for the love of God.
Jack, where are you, son? Yeah. Jack is probably in the middle of the Ploughing Championships and he's probably got no coverage whatsoever.
I think Jack is actually, he's supposed to be in college. He's supposed to be in college at this present moment.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's a bit of a student.
He is. He's an apprentice electrician. I could do one of those in my life right now.
Come on, Jack. Get Jack back.
Okay, so this is how we play the game, right?
Yeah.
So it's called Rhyme It.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a word and your word could be boo, right?
Okay.
And every answer to the question I give you has to rhyme with boo.
Jack, are you there now? Oh, Jack, we just can't get this phone line working whatsoever. Jack, hello, Jack. Are you there?
Hello.
There he is.
Hello.
How are you doing?
There you are, Jack.
Thank the Lord. I was getting worried.
Oh, we lost to Jack.
I know.
Oh, my God. Jack, are you in college this morning?
Yeah, I'm outside here waiting to go in.
Not so bad. What time? That's an early out start for college.
Look, I'm in phase two. I don't mind it. Better than work.
Yeah. Do you get paid as you're studying?
That's it, yeah. Like every 2 weeks.
Oh, what a sweet
That's
little...
That's decent.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Any interest in the Ploughing Championships? Are you going this week at all?
No, not at all.
No, you're not a bagger.
No, Kilty, no way.
Where in Kildare are you? Because so half of Kildare are farmers and half are like city slickers.
I'm from Mathai. Like,
okay.
So picture this country.
That's it, yeah. He's a cousin of mine.
Go away, which one?
Ryan Hennessy.
Ah, amazing.
Are you Jack Hennessy?
No.
Very good. Okay, you ready to play a game of Rhymes?
I am.
Okay. You are playing for a 1,000 euro Me To You voucher, by the way, if you get the high score of the week. The high score so far is 8. If you want a job that's genuinely exciting, become an air traffic controller with AirNav Ireland. Don't miss your chance to find out more at the Ploughing. They're in the hub at stand 511. Let's go. Okay, Una, are you ready?
Yes.
Here is 30 seconds on the clock.
Hold on 2 seconds. Jack, your word is that you have to rhyme it with is gate. Okay?
Gate.
Gate.
Gate. All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Another word for your friend.
Mate.
The wall in China is...
I can't really hear her. Sorry.
The wall in China is... Do you want to pass? Yes. A type of train delivering goods.
Sorry, I can't hear her at all. Maybe could we pass the phone? Apologies. Can't hear her at all.
Can I play for him? Can I play on behalf of him?
Yeah.
Go on.
A type of train delivering goods.
Trade. Okay, crate. I don't know. Go on, pass.
Freight. And the time is up.
Sorry, guys. I just couldn't hear a thing. It's like it's far away.
I'm so sorry. That's such a pity. Listen, enjoy college today.
Sorry.
Nice one.
Hanatai.
All right, cheers, guys.
Uncle Jerk, good luck.
Bye.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
Rolls. If you've got headphones on right now, I would say to you to turn down the volume ever so slightly because this may just annoy your head. Today we played Read My Lips, Uno O'Carroll. Wrecking heads 24/7. How does it work?
So I put a pair of noise cancelling headphones over my ears so I can't hear anything. And all I can see is Michal's lips and his mouth moving. So I have to try and decipher what it is Michal was saying today. I was particularly rubbish. I'm blaming Michal and his inability to enunciate the words.
I had elocution lessons as a child.
Well, you
know.
Wouldn't think it, Mickey.
Okay, this is a game of Read My Lips. Producer Scully is currently handing me over a sheet of paper. Inside the sheet of paper are some sentences and I'm going to read them. The trick is Una's going to have some noise cancelling headphones on.
Now, listen to me now, right? some tips and words of advice. Enunciate your words. Okay, you're an actor, you're in plays.
I've been speech and drama for 20 years of my life.
Your elocution, okay? So for this to work, you've got to open your mouth and enunciate.
I got you. No problemo.
Okay.
Will you stick on them headphones quick?
Because
I'm sick of talking to you and listening to you here.
Yeah.
You know. Okie dokie.
Hold on, I can... Oh, no. Oh, This isn't wave music. This is techno.
It's louder so you can't hear anyone.
Yet. What are you hearing?
I can hear you now still.
Oh, you can still hear me. Okay, I was kind of shouting though. Oh, there we go. Okay.
In the club.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Ready!
Are you ready? Yeah, you're ready. Okay. Number one on Read Your Lips. Read My Lips even. That's an oversized piece.
Hold on a second now. Slow it down.
Slow it down, she says. She's here dancing like it's a disco. Okay. That's an oversized...
Thank you.
That's an oversized piece.
Pizza.
And won't fit
where
it's supposed to.
Now,
Scally, what kind of a sentence is this? That's an oversized piece. And won't fit where it's...
Won't fizzy.
Oh, close. Won't fit...
Won't fiddle.
F- fit where it's supposed to.
When it's broken.
Where it's supposed to.
Plus two. What was it?
That's an oversized piece and won't fit where it's supposed to.
Oh, I got plus two, which is kind of close. Oh, yeah, it was close. It was
not,
close.
Not close enough. Okay, number two. Put on them headphones again.
I know, yeah. Okay.
Your professor has a cute behind.
I'm not saying that in the radio.
Go on. Your professor. Yes, has a cute
flute
behind. Put it together. Your professor has a cute behind.
Your professor has a flute behind.
Yes, we give it to you. Close enough, close enough. Your professor has a cute behind.
Cute behind.
There you go. Well done, Una. You're very good. Okay, number three. Put on those headphones again, quick. How am I even reading this out, Scally? I was soaked through.
I wish.
Unexpectedly.
Hocus pocus.
Yeah. When I was jogging. I was soaked.
Was toast.
Through.
For you.
Through.
Flu.
Unexpectedly. I can't pronounce that word. Unexpectedly.
Which eventually.
Yeah. When I was jogging.
Dog.
When I was jogging.
Johnny.
Jogging.
Johnny.
Jogging.
Johnny. Oh my God.
Put off them headphones.
Oh my God. This techno is actually. I can't.
This is the closest I've come to cursing on air. I was soaked through unexpectedly when I was jogging.
I said Johnny.
Yes, and jobbing and Johnny and everything else apart from jogging. Okay, the last one. Are you ready?
Okay, right, go on.
God, this is hard work. I hate broccoli.
I
hate broccoli. Broccoli. Broccoli.
Funking.
Broccoli. You know I despise greens.
You know.
I despise.
Tell lies.
Greens.
To.
Greens. 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 My trousers. Greens.
Green?
Yeah!
Yay!
I hate broccoli. You know I despise greens.
I lick.
Yeah.
I lick.
Yeah. Broccoli.
I lick, yeah.
Yeah. God, you are shocking bad at this game. Take them off. I nothing to do with licking anything. I hate broccoli. You know I despise greens.
It's not my fault you can't talk properly.
God, you are an absolute nightmare. Oh, I'm out of breath.
It's not the first time I've been told that.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There's a game that Cooper and Una play all the time. It's called Truth or Trash, and I was privileged to play a game alongside Una and producer Scally today. What were we talking about? We had one about the Muppets, phobias, and what was your one?
My one was about the Magic Mickeys.
Truth or Trash.
God, I missed that. It's a very simple game. Each of us have got a piece of fiction or a fact. And you have to decide whether it is true or false. Scally, do you want to kick us off this morning?
Yes, my fact today. Viscerophobia is the fear of somebody with big cheekbones and big foreheads. Usually like if you got a long forehead, you know.
Your truth or trash are usually animal related.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been known for this animal guy, so I thought I'd just, you know, change it up.
Change it into humans now.
Yeah, change it into humans.
The human
as
anatomy
well.
Instead of yeah. the anatomy.
All the biologies and anatomies. Yeah. Yeah.
Scally, nobody is afraid of big foreheads. They're just made uncomfortable by them.
I don't know.
You're not afraid of them.
They'd be intimidating, like.
You'd avoid people with a big forehead now.
Yeah, yeah, but you're not afraid of them. Like, no, phobia is.
Yeah.
What about big in your face phobias. Cheekbones? Cheekbones that kind of hug the face.
Yeah, but you're not going to see someone and be like, oh, Jesus.
But would you not, like, you know.
On a dark night.
Cheekbones. Accentuated cheekbones are quite attractive.
Yeah, people do say that.
Yeah, I mean, who has somebody. Like, Margot Robbie's cheekbones are phenomenal.
Yeah, have a look across from you as well.
Jacob Elordi. Oh, yeah.
Micheál's cheekbones.
You've got lovely cheekbones, Micheál.
Yeah, most things about Margot are pretty decent, I'll be fair. Yeah.
I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to lock that in.
I'm going to go, it's the biggest load of nonsense ever. False. Trash.
It is trash, yes.
Of course
it is. It's not true. Yeah, I made that up.
Brutal.
Okay. Go on.
Sabrina Carpenter has been cast in a Disney Plus special of The Muppets Show. Alongside Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, The Gang. Is that truth?
Oh, so is she getting her own puppet then? Like a Sabrina puppet? Oh, like Sabrina's just in it. What accent was that now?
What happened there?
He's from Mozambique. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
It's not one of your strongest impressions.
Sabrina Carpenter, I'm not sure, is she playing Miss Piggy? I'm not sure, is she playing...
Oh, she's just a guest appearance.
Yeah, is she just a real person? But yeah.
She's doing a bit of everything at the minute, so why not? Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to say that's true. That'd be cool.
Well done. It is true.
Yeah. Yes.
I never tell lies. Ever.
You do sometimes.
Never. Una, are you ready?
Yep. So, Sligo is bracing itself for a brand new tribute band.
Okay.
Michael, you should already know about this, being a proud Sligo man.
I'm obviously just going to assume it's Westlife, is it?
Nope.
Oh.
So... I want to say bigger, probably not, no. So, a new tribute band for Magic Mike. Do we remember Magic Mike?
Yeah, Channing Tatum and the boys.
And the boys, yeah.
The six is six packs and the big muscles.
Yeah,
and
yeah, 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 tops yeah. On they take their clothes and off and stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, the name of the tribute act is the Magic Mickeys. And they have sold out 3 nights in December.
Already?
In
wow.
Sligo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard about this whatsoever.
Really?
Magic?
Because your mam, Carol, actually messaged me and told me about it. She's got tickets for 3 nights.
What? No, I'm actually so uncomfortable with that because my dad's name is Michael. And if my dad one of the Magic Mickeys, I am having serious words.
He is the lead member of the Magic Mickeys.
No, do you know what? Can we get off this topic, please? Can we get off?
Magic
stop, Una! Stop, Una. Please, stop. I'm actually getting so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Imagine your dad Magic Mickey into that music.
Stop. Though. Okay. Can we please?
Oh.
Can we please stop?
Magic Mickey's. Yeah. So I'm just saying that's that information that I have that I gathered from Micheál's mam.
Yeah. Okay.
Carol.
I can tell you.
She's very excited about it. She's looking forward to the 3
Okay. Can we stop? Please. Jesus Christ.
See Micheál's daddy in a whole new light. Yeah.
Stop. Scully. I'm going to say trash, and I'm going to just say a quick Hail Mary as well, that it is trash.
Just knowing how Una's mind works, I think that's trash.
Oh, stop.
It's actually true. I'm going along with your mum.
You told his mum about it, yeah.
I'm joking.
It's trash. It's just trash. For the sake of clarity
it's trash,
here.
But I really think it needs to happen. The Magic Mickeys need to happen. A tribute act. Seriously.
Magic Mickeys. Yeah. Where are they going playing?
Touring around the country.
Do you know what? They'd probably sell out the 3 Arena.
Yeah.
Probably would.
Croke Park.
If they were good looking enough.
Grab a bunch of farmers from the plough and get them auditioned, sort it out. Yeah.
Nice.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Una, what did we learn about students on the show today?
We learned what students' favourite dinner is. Hey, and it's saucy.
Hey, you're bringing us right back to our college days. Go ahead.
So the most popular student dinner has been revealed of all time. It's official. What is it?
Bacon bagels.
Bacon bagels?
Yep.
That's
lived off them.
Notiony bagels for students.
So I threw the rashers into the George Foreman and I let all the fat just sit there. Then I put the bagel on top and then the bagel crisped on top and it was really juicy and gorgeous. Put the bacon on top of that. Slabbered a load of ketchup on top. It was just the best.
Yeah, yeah, decent.
Set up for the day. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. But I get the bacon sandwich. My housemate, my friend, would get me out of bed for lectures by making a rasher sandwich. Like, come on now. It's on the table. I'd be like, okay, fine. Fine.
Vivian, what are you saying, girl?
I'm going to assume the number one student meal is something to do with noodles because I definitely lived off super noodles. noodles or Coca noodles, whichever ones were on special at the time. And do you remember Tesco brought out 9 cent noodles? Like, they were an absolute vibe. 9 cent for a packet noodles. God knows what we were eating. Jeez. But yeah, I'm going to say it's probably from the noodle variety. I was also partial to a noodle sandwich every now and again. Ooh. The cheapest white bread possible with some chicken noodles in between. So yeah, I'm going to assume the number one student meal is something from the noodle family.
Chicken noodles on top.
Yeah, man. That's a good munch. And Vivian, you are 100% correct. Instant noodles have been voted top of the list for college students.
Cheap, cheerful, nutritious.
So tasty.
Maybe not nutritious.
Well, you know, they fill you up and they're delicious. I used to get the Coca noodles, the curry and the chicken ones. Oh my God, so good.
Oh, chicken on top of curry though. The chicken ones are just so good.
Oh yeah, amazing.
Unbelievable.
So tasty.
087-102-107. Keep your voice notes, keep your texts coming in. Maybe noodles wasn't your go-to student meal. Maybe it was something completely different.
I'll give you another one.
Go on.
A jacket potato.
Jacket potato.
A jacket potato. I love a jacket potato.
Personally, too much work.
You throw it in the microwave.
Yeah, get
a fork, dush with the fork in the microwave, and it's delicious. Just put a bit of butter on it, even. It's so good, and it's so cheap. It's a potato.
You're just after reminding me, beans on toast, beans in the microwave as well. Didn't even bother with the pan. Beans in the microwave, bit of butter on top, couple of slices of toast. That was dinner. That was my girl dinner, two or three times a week.
And if you had money, if you had a little bit of money, you could sprinkle a bit of cheese on it and it'd be cheesy beans on toast.
Oh, wow.
Living the dream.
We are talking about college meals and the most popular student dinner of all time.
Noodles.
Cheap, cheerful, not nutritious.
There's some nutrients. I mean, they're filling. It was my student meal of choice.
They are not filling.
Oh, they're so filling. A bowl of noodles will keep you going for hours.
Not a hope in hell. God. Not a hope in hell. Who's getting in touch on 087-1102-107?
So omelettes were my main college meal. You could change it up with whatever you had in the gaff. But a bit of onion, bit of cheese, a few slices of ham, top notch and cheapest chips. And that is from Cahill in Salt Hill. Yeah, omelettes, decent, nutritious, protein.
You just throw it all in the one saucepan. Yeah. Happy days. No cleanup.
And really tasty as well.
Very good, yeah. Carla got in touch. I never had to worry about college snacks at all. My mammy packed 4 dinners for me on Sunday to bring with me to Galway.
Oh, my days.
Lucky.
So lucky. I used to raid the fridge on a Sunday, going back, getting the bus up to Limerick, and I'd be killed then for my mother for stealing all the nice food.
She'd forget about it by the time you came back the next weekend.
Yeah. Jake in Kildare says, has to be pasta and tomato sauce. So cheap and so delicious. Oh, yes.
Class.
Waffles and beans, toast on beans, chips and beans. Basically, I lived in beans, lol. It's from Rob in Nace.
Go on, Rob.
Hot dogs were massive back in the day.
Hot dogs. What?
That is not a core memory for me in my diet as a student.
That sounds like someone who had money during college.
Yeah, man. Sausages. Huh?
Hot dogs.
I only had sausages if I stole them off the housemates.
You're talking about the most popular college meals. 087-1102-107. If you've got anything to say on it, we've got a little voice note.
He's got help, these millennials. I tell you, worse they're getting. I'd love to hand a couple of them a few bags of sprouting potatoes. Give them a shovel and let them off and see what happens. I guarantee you they wouldn't be long cleaning out the population, because I don't think a fraction even know about a piece of clay is. Don't mind how to grow vegetables. Jeez, I grow all my own here. Carrots, potatoes, turnips, beef. I know what I'm eating. I'm not getting patient.
Shane is a man who has never seen a bowl of noodles in his life.
God. You're a busy man. I should learn to grow a vegetable. Didn't Eamon Ryan want us all to get window boxes and grow our own vegetables on them? A few years ago. Yeah, he did.
Imagine trying to get college students to do that. Forget about it. They just want processed, quick stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have time for this mess. Because by the time you get out of your lecture at 5 or 6, you've only got a couple of hours to get ready for the night out, like.
Exactly, Micheál. Exactly.
Thanks very much.
Declan has been in touch. He said, the worst about college was living with people who put their names on the food, allergic.
What do you mean, Declan?
As in, like, they would push their names on, you know, the milk or the butter or the whatever is there. I know, hated that.
The worst people on this earth.
And who would keep their toilet roll in their room so that they wouldn't have, they just bring a roll out every time.
Cat Malogian,
Mickey. Yeah.
Brutal people. God, people are so bold. They're so poor. I hate them so much.
Your Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
Rolls. That's all from us on the podcast today. Thank you very much for listening. A lot of fun. Hey, you can catch all the podcasts wherever you get your podcasts or on the Go Loud app. Or you can just listen to Cooper and Una live every weekday. What time are you on?
Six bells.
Jesus, that's early.
Yeah, I'm hardcore, man.
God help you. Good luck.